The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So to say something about the practice, there's a very interesting teaching from the Buddha about, he uses the example of some, I think, dry grass growing in the woods where you were sitting, or some twigs on the ground, maybe fallen off trees. And he says, are those twigs and those pieces of grass, is that you? Is that yours? And they say, well, no, those aren't, that's not me, that's not, those are not mine, those just happen to be here in the forest and they're growing there. And I don't know if he said this exactly this way, but I'll say it in a different way. And that is, be careful that you don't pick up what is not yours. Be careful you don't pick up what is not yours. And now, that's certainly good for possessions. You know, don't pick up someone else's possessions and walk off with them. But maybe there's more in your life that you don't have to take as your thing, your issue. Don't pick up other people's issues. Don't pick up problems that exist elsewhere that are not your problems. Don't pick up other, you know, don't pick it up if it's not yours. And then the question is, what is yours and what is not yours? That's an interesting question, right? So I don't have an easy answer for that. But most people pick up more than is theirs. It's pretty common. It's occasionally people don't even pick up their own, and we wish they did. But you pick up other people's issues. And then when you sit and meditate, especially, are you picking up things which are not really yours while you meditate? And then it gets even more interesting. When you meditate, at least, are your emotions yours? Are your thoughts yours? If they're not yours, don't pick them up. And maybe more of your thoughts than you realize are not you, not yours, me, myself, and mine. Don't pick them up. Let them be. And so it all points to this very interesting tendency for human beings to identify me, myself, and mine with things. This is mine. This is who I am. And that we get, then we're picking up, getting involved. Maybe we don't have to, maybe there's much less we need to pick up than we realize. And meditation is a great place to explore this, because there's almost nothing you need to pick up when you meditate. So if it's not yours, it's a wonderful saying. Some of you, I don't know, not, it won't be relevant for all of you, but for some of you, it might be very relevant as you go about your daily life. Don't pick up what is not yours. Great. Thank you.